Somebody posted a post on Instagram. There's a post on Instagram that usually I don't comment on these things that are definitely made to stir up reactions to get comments, but it made me so mad I had to comment. So here's, I want to tell you what it was in a second, but parents, if you've ever been on a plane and your kid was just screaming and crying, and there's nothing you could really do about it. What do you want people to know about what you're thinking and feeling in those moments? Because there's a lot of judgment that goes through, right? 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. The video that was posted was from, I think it was from Barstool, somebody on Barstool. And now I've been very open. Like, I'm not a Barstool person. I have no problem with them, but their content just isn't for me. But this came across my feed and it made me so frustrated. It was a video of one of the Barstool guys looking so annoyed and perturbed and obnoxiously mad because there was a crying baby on the plane. And the post said, what should a parent do when their kid is screaming all flight? And his face was kind of the part that made me mad because he seemed annoyed, right? And so, a lot of the comments, I think, jumped on board with exactly how I felt. And I usually don't comment on these things because I know it was probably done just for the comments. However, it was such a hot button for me because when you're shaming a mom or a parent that's trying to do their best and clearly you have no idea what that person's going through, it lacks so much compassion. That's what I wrote. I was like, in these moments, you have to have compassion for the parent that's probably doing their best and actually feels more anxious about the baby disturbing others than you do. And so maybe instead of judging them, recognize how afraid they are of being judged. You're on an airplane that you paid to be on, public transportation. So the entitlement to think that the environment should adapt to make you comfortable was gross. Maybe just drive next time. It'll be as quiet as you want, but go get your clicks, bro. That's what I wrote, because I was so fired up. And then I saw some other comments on there, too. 312-946-4995. Someone else said, trust me, there's no one else that would rather have that baby stop crying than the parents. Somebody else said, if you think this is bad, imagine how the parents feel. So 312-946-4995. Here's what, maybe I'm missing something, right? But as a parent and you're on a flight and if your baby is crying, what do you want other people to know? Maybe this could be an actual educational moment, a teaching moment, if you will. What are you feeling?
So I have a 3-year-old and we travel a lot. She's rather good on a plane, but I definitely have compassion for other parents. What people don't realize is like that child is not crying for anything. Like if you've ever flown, you know, a lot of people, your ears pop and that hurts them. Mm-hmm. And so they're not just screaming their head off for anything. They're probably hurting, like, because their ears pop. A lot of kids cry for that. And so not only be compassionate towards the parent, but the child as well, because something is wrong. And
right.
So before you pass judgment, offer to help. And if you don't want to offer to help, like, be quiet.
Shut up. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm with you. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it just comes down to have some empathy for other people. And especially if you've never been a parent, you've never been in that situation, which I'm pretty sure clearly this guy from Barstool, whatever that posted that, never has. Dude, seriously, shut up. Your entitlement is louder than it needs to be. All right. You can see that post I'm talking about, too. You can, I don't know, Barstool Sports or whatever. I didn't repost it. It wasn't worth it.